Good morning, Bill. I'm speaking this morning with William Athol Williams. It's the 5th of December, 2016. And Bill has had a great life, and this will be a very interesting talk, I feel. Bill, I'll leave it over to you, and if you'd like to give us your full history of what you've achieved during your years, I know I've read about your life, and it will be very interesting. Thank you.
I've forgotten most of my early days as a child, but I do remember going to Heriworth when I was 7, just before I turned 8. Boarded there in the end of 1937, and I was there till 1941 as a boarder. It was not an illustrious school career at all. I left there and went to Whanganui Collegiate, where I spent 5 years in Selwyn House and became a house prefect and later a school prefect. My greatest claim to fame. I left there and went on to the farm. We have a family farm, and I worked there for 2 years. And one of the shepherds came up to me one morning and said, "This place is not big enough for both of us, so I'll be leaving." And I said to him, "I've beaten you to the trot. I've volunteered to go and fight in Korea." And at the end of that farming year, I left the farm and spent a few weeks at home before going into barracks and training for the service that I was to do in the army.
Where was the farm?
There were two family farms. I grew up at Tauti Station, which was about half a mile north of Tauti College and opposite at the same time. But the farm that I was on was out on the coast, about 3 miles south of Kairakau Beach, and it was 3,000 acre coastal hill country property, and I managed that for most of my life after I came back from Korea. I was sent home from Korea after I'd been there 6 weeks to do an octu. In the process of doing the octu, I got engaged, and when I went back to Korea, I was waiting to be commissioned, realizing that from the moment that I accepted a commission, I would be bound to stay for a whole year before I would be likely to come home. So when a commission didn't come up straight away because there weren't sufficient commission vacancies, the time came when actually I was offered a commission and I said, "No, I won't accept that because it means I've got to stay a whole year," and I'd been there long enough to know that I was going to be able to come home in 9 months, and I wanted to get home to my sweetheart, which I duly did, and we got married in Hastings, and we lived about 25 years out on the coastal farm, and we had two children. We adopted the first one, and then the other two were born of my wife.
And who was she?
She was Vivian Bathgate, the daughter of a Hastings doctor, Dr. Bathgate. And we had a very, very happy life. We did, unfortunately, lose two children right at the very beginning when they were months old. But we eventually got started, and we've got three children now, all grown up. One's in Australia, and two are here, one in Wellington, and they're both in Wellington, actually. I farmed out on the coast for about 25, 26 years, and came in and spent 10 years working in town, running the Farm Information Centre. It didn't have a very princely salary, but I had sufficient means to be able to manage, and the main exercise for me was to move into town and live a town life, which I enjoyed after all my years in the country. And we lived in Havelock, and we've been here ever since. My wife died about 3 years ago, and we'd moved into this establishment about 4 years ago. I'm very happy here, and I'm here really eking out the remaining years of my life, and that's me.
Bill, let's go back to your father and when he first came in
Hawke's Bay. My father was born in Hawke's Bay. My grandfather came from Northland, where my original family, when they came out from England in 1824, my great-great-grandfather, one great-great-grandfather came out in 1824 and the other came out in 1826, I think. The one who came out in 1826 became the first Bishop of Waiapu, William Williams. I believe I've been named after him. My grandfather moved down to Hawke's Bay. My great-grandfather came down from the north to Otaki, where he started a mission school there. And he worked his way up to Hawke's Bay and established a few schools and churches, and he was fairly strong on the Christian life. And my family eventually, he settled at Tauti, starting Tauti College, and also getting some land there too, which he farmed. And this moved on to my grandfather and my father. But also my family purchased land out on the coast. We had about 3,000 acres of coastal hill country. And when I left school, I went to Lincoln College for a couple of years, did a diploma course, came back for a year, and then volunteered for service in Korea. I was feeling footloose and free, and it seemed an interesting thing to do. And it was an interesting time that I had there. Occasionally it was exciting, but I was glad of that experience in the army. And when I was sent home to do an octroi, as I mentioned earlier, I got engaged, and so then it became important for me to get home as quickly as possible and get married. So when I was invited to take up a position with a commission, I turned it down because I realised that I'd have to serve a whole year from there, from the time that I took up the job. And I was already due to come home in 9 months, so to get home 3 months earlier was important to me. Vivian, my wife, Dr. Bathgate's daughter, we got married in Hastings in St. Andrew's Church, and it was interesting, my father and mother were married there too. After we were married, we settled down in the coast. I used my army assistance to build a house there, and we lived there for about 25 years. We reared our children there and sent them to school. They had to go to boarding school when it came to secondary education because it was too far away for a secondary school then for them to go by the day. And after about 25 years there, I moved into town, and I was quite anxious to do that, to get a town job, and ran the Farm Information Centre, as I mentioned earlier, for about 10 years, retired, and quietly eked out the rest of my life and had a look.
Just going back into your family, your grandfather who came here as the bishop, now there must be more in there that you know about.
My great-great-grandfather came out, as I mentioned earlier, in 1823-24, and my grandfather was his grandson. So, yes, the bishop would have been a grandfather of mine. I didn't see either of my grandfathers. They'd died before I was born. But the bishop spent a lot of his time starting churches, and he had a very strong religious life. I never met them, but they were good people and had plenty of children. In fact, the family is very, very large because by the time each generation has about a dozen children, they multiply very quickly. And so I'm part of a very large family.
The Williamses are well known in the Gisborne, Tolaga Bay area, Ruatoria, through there. Have you got any relations up there now?
Oh, yes, yes. Yes, they're all relations.
So it's all the big Williams
yes,
clan.
It's a big outfit. In fact, we had a family reunion in, when was it, 73, I think. And there were about 2,400 there, and invitations had been sent out to several thousand. They were all over the place.
The Williamses and the Ormonds.
Yes.
They make a great team. Bill, when you said you had a farm at Tiati, and when you said you went to the coast, coast where?
It was about 3 miles south of Kairakau. It was the Maunganui area, but we were just south of Maunganui.
And with your upbringing that you've had, the church side of things really stuck. It's a bit like me at Christ's. That side of it where we had scripture lessons every day, it sort of stuck with you and you tend to keep to the church a bit.
Yes, I did. I was a vestryman for a number of years and I was on the synod and I was on the standing committee for several years. I was on the synod for about...
And that's Waipu?
Waipu synod, yes. I was there for, I don't know, 2 or 3 years or 2 or 3 terms or something.
Right. So I think that education that we had from our school days keeps on going. Over the years.
Well, they were church schools, of course. That was part of the exercise.
Bill, what about the sporting world? Did you ever take part in that?
I did when I was at secondary school. I rowed. I was in my house crew and I was a reserve for the school crew.
Right, for the Māori Cup. Was the Māori Cup run then?
No, it wasn't.
No, it was some other...
I got a trip down to Christchurch to row against Christ College, which was great fun.
Well, you rowed against a great school then, didn't you?
Yes.
In the rowing world.
Yeah.
I have to say that. What about the sporting world?
I didn't play cricket. I was in my house rugby team and I was a reserve for the second 15, which got me a few trips without having to do much exercise.
That's the way. In those days, of course, that was about all there was. These days you can play anything in the school and different sports, and things have certainly changed. What about changes in the world, Bill, throughout your lifetime?
Yes, well, a world war, Second World War, and, of course, the Korean War, which I went to. Political, nothing much there that everybody else hasn't experienced.
Who was your first Prime Minister? Can you remember?
Oh, yes, Savage, Michael Joseph Savage. And for years, Dick Harrison was the member for Hawke's Bay. I remember one occasion when I was on the local school committee, the Elsthorpe School Committee, we wanted to get a house for the school bus driver. We wanted to build a house, get a house built for the bus driver. And about four of us went in a deputation down to Wellington. And Dick Harrison took us to the minister and we said our bit. I can't remember whether we got the house or not. I think we probably did, actually. But it was quite an interesting experience. The first time I've ever been in Parliament, eating with the MPs. No, it was interesting.
I can remember those sort of things happening when I was in Wellington. It all depends who you knew, where you could get to. In your advisory capacity to farmers, what sort of...
Farm Information Centre.
Yes,
sort of information? It was really an employment agency, and so I was an employment officer, and I would advertise on behalf of the farming community for shepherds and fences and you name it. I did it, and people would apply to me, and I would interview them and recommend them, various different farmers, to apply to for a position.
And did you get a lot of people in those days?
Oh, I got quite a few. I enjoyed that job, actually. Yeah, it wasn't too serious. It was 5 days a week, but I often used to go in on Saturday mornings because some of the farming people couldn't get to me during the week. They could get to me on Saturday mornings, so I was quite happy to put the extra time into interviewing them and getting them on the way, and I enjoyed that.
I suppose some of the farmers had trouble getting in touch with you because they were all on party lines.
No, that wasn't a problem. I didn't experience that much. I think they were able to get in touch with me pretty easily.
Bill, thank you very much for that talk you've given us this morning, and the Knowledge Bank will be very happy with it. And thank you.